And I'd been out there and picked a little bucket full and come back. Somebody said a big old rattlesnake crawled through the gap out right there. And then we had a cow gap in there. Uh-huh. And he just crawled this side and went into the field. I said, nope, and I didn't go back. I prayed, you know, they're good to get on them berry bushes and lay down and crawl up on them. And I said, nope, I don't want the bed. I never did go get them. Because I was scared that run up on that. Well, I was getting over there in the field one day, over there in that fur field where that boy's got them hogs in. I had a garden over there, butter beans, peas, okra, and anything you might think about over there. And I went over there to gather up some of the stuff, and I ran up with one right in the gate of a rattlesnake. He was a tan one. And I didn't have a stick, I didn't have nothing in the world to hit him with. And he ran on out through the wire, and I picked up a little stick and jumped him. He just raised up his head and looked at me. And I went on around, cut all the okra down on this side of the pack, and then went on the other side, come back. And I just reached down and cut a part of okra, and there's a big black one come on out from under the okra bush.
A rattlesnake?
Yeah, a rattlesnake. He was the he one. See, the black one is the he one, the yellow one is the she one. He was coming far and hurry, you know. And when I hollered to Donnie and Linda, they was over here at Minnie. And it's so late, I couldn't hardly even see what he was. And I just seen him crawl out and went on. That's all. And that thing scared me so bad, I didn't know what to do. And I was even tempted to never go back over there and cut another part of okra.
Did you ever see a coral snake?
Yeah.
You got those around here?
Yeah. They poisonous rattlesnake. They a little teeny old snake, just a little short one. Pine.
Just a short what?
Just a little short one. They ain't very long. They piney. But they're just as poison, or if not poison, than a rattlesnake.
You said they're
piney. Yeah, red piney. What? Little pies on them, you know.
What do you mean, pies?
Well, they're brown pecks and whites and pied all over his body. And he ain't bigger than my little finger. He's that big. But he's poison. My sister, don't you believe it? Yes, sir. He's got it in.
What do you do?
They stay on their brush pile or old rotten wood or something or other. Uh-huh. They stay on the back.
What can you do if one of them gets you?
Well, if it bites you, got to go get a treatment for it, don't you? Die. And they kill you quicker than a rattlesnake will, they tell me. Yeah, and there's coral snakes, too, here. They live. And they poison.
What do you call that other kind that's...
Look at them. You know, one's a garter snake, one's a coral snake. Each one of them's little, but they poison. And now we got a king snake. He goes in the crib and eats the rats. He won't do you no harm, but he just eats things like that. But I still am scared of him right now.
Yeah. What the? Do you have a kind of tall bush that's got pink and white flowers on it? Do you have that around here?
Cape jessamine.
Huh?
Cape jessamine got one right out there.
What's it called?
Cape jessamine.
Cape jessamine?
Yeah. Is that bush right out there? It's not. And it was full of blooms. They don't bloom but once a year.
Have you ever heard of mountain laurel or spoonwood or rhododendron? What about a large tree that's got big shiny green leaves on it and big white flowers? Yeah, have you ever heard
magnolia? I got one out here. That little one out there. And this right out here, the big leaves, they had big old blooms. That's a magnolia tree. It will be a tree when it gets big enough, like that. I wanted a pine limb growing in that, and I told you I wanted it sold out. I ain't never got it, but I may drag the ladder up there yet and get up there and cut it off. Yeah, they make big, pretty blooms.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she'd say, I have to ask.
Yeah, a married woman make up her mind for what?
If she didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say?
Ask her husband.
Okay. Any other way she'd refer to him besides my husband?
Well, she could say sweetheart, she'd say darling, anything.
Okay. Any joking ways?
Yeah.
What?